The Supreme Court issued some eagerly awaited decisions today on gerrymandering and on whether a citizenship question can be included in the 2020 census. We'll talk about the gerrymandering decision in just a few minutes, but first, the census decision. The justices ruled that for now, a question about citizenship will be blocked from the 2020 census form. Joining us now is NPR's Hansi Lo Wang, who's been covering this story. Hi, Hansi.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this is a complicated decision. Explain exactly what happened here, because Chief Justice Roberts wrote for the majority in what is being called a defeat for the Trump administration.
Right. But this is a very, very complicated opinion that was issued today. It took me a while to figure it out. I think the thing to take away from it is that for now, the citizenship question that the Trump administration wants to add to the 2020 census, a question that asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? That question remains blocked from being added to the 2020 census forms. And the majority of the court, led by Chief Justice John Roberts, found that essentially, and you know, this is a quote, he said that, you know, the court cannot ignore the disconnect between the decision made and the explanation given by the Trump administration for the citizenship question. So we have to remember back, the Trump administration has said they wanted this question in order to better protect part of the Voting Rights Act, specifically protections against the discrimination of racial and language minorities by using the citizenship question. But through the trial, the plaintiffs argued that this would not help better protect the Voting Rights Act, and adding the question would not be the way to provide more accurate citizenship information that the Trump administration wanted. And so now the court here is saying that it appears that this explanation by the Trump administration is a contrived reason, and that is the reason why they are officially sending this decision back to a lower court for the Trump administration's Commerce Department, which oversees the Census Bureau, to review again. And again, this means this question is still blocked for now, but we'll have to see and watch how this plays out, because this has been a very complicated legal case.
Well, so what does that mean for now? The Census Bureau has said that it needs to begin printing the census forms on July 1st, which is next week. So what do we know about the timing here?
Right. We are days away from when the Census Bureau says that printing has to start. 1.5 billion paper forms, letters, mailings have to be printed on time according to schedule. And the big concern has been, could the Census Bureau have this final word? And right now, we're not quite sure what the final word is. I checked in with the Census Bureau, asked them how they're interpreting this Supreme Court's decision. They say they are still reviewing this decision. So we don't know yet what will happen quite yet, whether those forms will be printed with or without a citizenship question starting on Monday.
Well, and remind us about the consequences of this. This is not just about a question on a piece of paper. This would have really far-reaching consequences if you were to ask the question of whether somebody is a citizen when they answer the census.
All right. This is a question that the Census Bureau has long considered a very sensitive question, a type of question when asking about citizenship status could really harm the accuracy of the national headcount. And it's important to remember that the Constitution calls for a headcount of every person living in the U.S., not every U.S. citizen. And so it does not matter about citizenship status. It doesn't matter about immigration status. And the Census Bureau has tried to meet the goal of doing that headcount by avoiding things that would make it hard to do that headcount, that would discourage households with non-citizens from participating. And just a newly released paper from the Census Bureau researchers found that around 9 million people, an estimated 9 million people, could be discouraged from participating in the headcount if the citizenship question is included on the 2020 census.
Well, and if people are discouraged, then the consequence of that is that congressional maps get drawn and they're not accurate because they're not showing these apparently 9 million people who didn't answer the census.
Right. When we're talking about the census, we are really talking about power and we're talking about money. This is how we determine how political representation and federal funding are distributed around the country to states, to local communities. The census numbers determine how congressional seats are reapportioned among the states and electoral college votes are reapportioned among the states, as well as how an estimated $900 billion a year in federal funding for schools, for roads, for other public services are distributed to everyone's local community.
Okay. So, Hansi, briefly, let me just get to another part of this story, which is that there are these materials that recently turned up when Thomas Hoffler, who's a Republican strategist who died, his estranged daughter turned over his hard drive, and lawyers found a document that explained that putting a citizenship question on the census would give Republicans an advantage in drawing legislative districts. Is that development going to affect what happens next?
Those are documents. These Thomas Hoffler files are part of an ongoing battle in the lower court in New York, where Trump administration officials have been accused of being part of a cover-up for what plaintiffs here are saying was the real reason for this question, which is to give Republicans and non-Hispanic whites, a political advantage during redistricting by using citizenship information. So we'll see how that plays out later this summer.
That's Hansi Lo Wang of NPR. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.